Thank you for calling Our Top Fiber. My name is Bianca. How may I assist you?
Hi, your name is what?
Bianca.
Bianca. Hi, Bianca. Mm-hmm. I'm Larry. So I'm calling from Saugerties, New York, and I got your card, and I'm interested in fiber optic internet.
Okay, perfect. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. So do you have any questions, or are you ready to sign up for services?
Two questions. Right now I have Spectrum, and they have a modem in the house. That's theirs, and I have a Wi-Fi router. And I was wondering how your system works.
It'll work the same as that way. The only difference is Spectrum uses cables and we use fiber, which is still it's sort of a cable, but it's faster internet.
Yes, so I understand that, and that's the reason why I'm interested in it. But let me what the problem is that if you have to connect fiber to my house, there's really no easy way to do that because I have a connection that uses wired connection from that's a cable coaxial. And unless your guys can pull that
So if your coaxial cables, like how you're connecting your wired devices, all that will remain the same, especially if you're going to have your router box where you previously had it installed with Spectrum. So if you're going to use the same routing method and your coaxial cables and your, your Ethernet cables and all that will run the same. None of that changes.
It'll replace the cable.
It'll just
the coaxial.
Right. It'll just change out the main. It'll just change out the actual system, but the routing, like the cording in of the different of the wires,
so
will
the
be
question,
the same.
The question I have is this: the cable that currently runs to my house goes to a small building. And then it goes underground through a conduit, which is a pipe, and it gets pulled about 300 feet into my house. How will your cable work in that respect?
So they will either find a new route to do to their own liking, or they will just try to do it the same route. But they'll... more than likely, they'll discuss that plan with you and see how it'll work out for you.
Oh, cool. That sounds good. I like that idea. I'd like to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, they'll definitely.
So I'm ready to sign up.
Okay, perfect. The only thing you need for signing up, when it comes to the point, I'm going to ask you about having to do a credit check. It's going to be a soft check, of course, which will determine if a deposit is required or not.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so I just say that ahead of time just because sometimes people have a lock on it and they have to go in and insert, put that PIN in to have it unlocked. Okay, perfect.
Okay,
all right, and let's get you started. And what is your address?
My address is 188 Fish Creek, FISHCREEK. That's one word, Fish Creek Road.
What? A zip code?
12477.
One moment. And is this for a home or business?
It's a home.
Actually, it doesn't seem like service will start at your particular address until November the 21st is when it will be available, because they're still working. That's they're still doing construction. Okay, that's fine. Okay, perfect. Yeah,
that's fine.
Perfect,
that
perfect.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know,
okay, perfect.
I just want to dump Spectrum because they're such a lousy company. So go ahead.
I definitely understand. And do you know what plan you're wanting today?
What plan I'm wanting? No. No idea.
Okay. All right. So we have, well, actually, because you're in Saugerties, New York, we currently have a promotion going for your area. So you can get the 2 gigabyte plan for the price of the 1 gigabyte plan. So instead of paying the $79.99 for the 1 gigabyte plan, you can get the 2 gigabyte plan for $79.99. So it'll be $20 off.
I had something here that says $69.99.
Yes.
A thousand megabytes per second.
Yes. So with the $69.99, that is when that $10 additional discount applies. That is when you signed up for paperless billing and auto pay with your banking account. Now you can get $5 off if you use your debit or credit card, but if you use your Rodigan account number for auto pay, then it's $10 off.
Yeah.
So it'll be $69.99 that way. So that same plan will still apply if you want to do the 2 gigabyte promotional plan for the 2 gig for the price of the 1 gig, or for the 1,000 megabytes per second.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
All right, you want to do that?
I do.
Perfect. All right. And make sure I add your $20 off. And do you need any Wi-Fi extenders in your home?
Wi-Fi extenders. Mm-hmm. I'm currently using a Ubiquiti transmitter from my house to and it plugs into my router. So I don't think I need any extenders, no, because
okay.
Where I have it located, the Wi-Fi works in the whole house.
Got you. All right. And if you do change your mind, I believe that they'll have some on the truck when they come out to do your installation. So if you do have a change of mind, you definitely can let them know, and they can still give you one.
Oh, great.
All right. That's and what about home phone services?
Home what?
Home phone services.
Phone? No, I don't need that. I only have, I don't need any VOP, voiceover.
Gotcha.
Don't need that.
Got it. All right. And do you own or rent your property?
Own.
And you said that your utilities, okay, how is your electricity ran to your home? Is that also ran underground or is that overhead?
It runs to the small building that I mentioned. That's
and still,
about,
okay.
I would say 75 feet from the road. Maybe, no, probably not 75 feet, probably 50 feet from the road.
So it's ran underground.
And then it runs around the building and underground through a conduit 300 feet to the house.
Gotcha. All right.
So there is a conduit that has the cable in it that they could actually use to pull their cable through if they want, because I won't need it anymore.
Gotcha. All right. And is where you live going to be the same as your billing address?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I know you said your first name is Larry. Is that Larry?
Yeah, you should use my formal name, Lawrence, Lawrence, because that's what the formal account is on, and it may not work with the credit card.
Gotcha. All right, so Lawrence, and then your last name?
It's UL, F as in France, IK. ULFIK. ULFIK.
All right, and a good email address.
My email address, you'll probably sell it, so I'm going to give you my Yahoo address. It's Larry, larry.hulfick, U-L-F-I-K, at yahoo.com.
All right, and a good contact number for you.
914-388-0528.
And how would you like to be contacted, phone, email, or text message?
Text message to that number would be great.
Perfect. All right. Now, by signing up for text message alerts, I do have to give you some information about signing up for text message alert. And that information is Archtop Fiber can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install updates, updates about order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text message, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, you will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. All right, so I have your first name is Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, but I'm going to call you Larry. Then I have your last name is U-L-F-I-K, and then I have your email is larry.ulfik@yahoo.com. I have your phone number is 914-388-0528, and your preferred method of contact is text messaging. Is that correct?
Yes, it's all exactly correct, yes.
Perfect. All right, and I did sign you up for the 2 gigabyte fiber services for $99.99. However, you are receiving a promotional pricing of $20 off, which makes your pricing at $79.99. And if you sign up for paperless and auto billing, that will give you that additional $10 off, which will be $69.99.
Yes.
All right, and I have your address is 188 Fish Creek Road, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. And as part of our order process, we need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and see if you're required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check today?
Sure.
All right. All right, give me one moment, Mr. Larry.
Okay, no problem.
Get it pulled up here.
How do you spell your name?
It's Bianca, B-I-A-N-C-A.
Bianca.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very nice. Thank you, Bianca.
No problem.
You sound like you're from the South someplace, Bianca.
I am from Alabama.
I figured that. And you can tell I'm from New York.
Yes. Yes, very much so. All right. All right, give me one moment. I'm just putting in some of the information I already have for you.
Okay, great. No problem. So I'll get this $69.99 for 2 years.
Yes, guaranteed pricing. Yes,
that's great.
It be moving so slow sometimes.
I'm sorry?
I said this internet be moving so slow sometimes.
Oh, well, you know, what's going on there? Your arch should be doing 2 gigabits.
I wish. If it was available to me, I definitely would sign up for it. But unfortunately, I still have Spectrum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not available near me. Okay, and what is your social security number?
It's 109-34-1991. How come it's not available where you are?
Because I don't live, and they're still expanding, so it's I don't get special privileges just because we're there. All right, so no deposit is required for you, so that's great. So you're all good there. And give me one moment. Let's see here. And you did want to, okay, so did you want to sign up for the paperless billing with the $10 off through your routing and account number? Did you want to use the $5 off with your debit or credit card?
I'll give you the routing number and stuff. Yeah, no problem.
Gotcha. All right. And is this a checking or a savings?
It's a checking.
Okay, perfect. All right, and go ahead with the routing number when you're ready.
Well, I don't know what the routing number is. I'll give you the account number. Is that what you need?
I need both, the routing and account number. If you don't know the routing number, do you still have paper checks?
Yeah. I know what it is, but I don't have it in my head, but I'm going to give you the account number.
Okay, so we can look up what your routing number is. Your routing number is going to be the same per your bank. What is the name of your bank?
Called M&C Bank.
Spell that.
M with an ampersand and T, bank.
Oh, M and T. Okay. M and T, I've never heard of that.
Well, they have them in Virginia, so I'm pretty sure you probably has one.
All right. M&T Bank. And the routing number is... All right, so your routing number should be 022-000-046. For M&T Bank for New York.
That's right.
All right. moment. All right, and go ahead with your account number.
0211-686-653.
All right, and just be sure I have it correct. Can you repeat it again?
0211. 686-653.
Perfect. Where does your name come from?
My name, my mother said that I had to have 13 letters in my name. So that's where the Lawrence comes from. And the Ulfic comes from... The Ulfic comes from, it's a Gothic name. It's a very old name from Indo-German kind of like area.
Mm-hmm.
And in the year 365 AD.
Oh, wow.
The Bishop Ulfilas, Ulfilas. Translated the Bible into one of the only remaining Gothic manuscripts.
Oh, wow. That's, you know a lot about what's going on with your name. Here it is.
Well,
My name is Bianca, which means white.
Yes,
so
I know what it means. I know Bianca means white.
So it's just simple as that.
And my name actually means wolf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's, yeah.
They consider you to be strong then. All right, so I added your form of payment. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I got a card in the mail, and a couple of my friends, I've been noticing signs in our village. I think
gotcha.
You've installed a lot of them in various areas. I'm assuming you're going to be installing this on poles because that's what I have in front of my house.
Yeah, it could. It just depends because you did say that your utilities are being ran through that conduit.
Yeah.
So it would just all depend.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I know in the village they put it underground.
Gotcha. All right, so is there anything that installers should be aware of on your property, such as a buried septic tank, dogs,
no,
anything
I mean,
interesting
existing,
like that?
They'll use existing, you can say, use existing conduit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. I mean, if there was an extender that would work, I just tried an extender that was supposed to be good for 300 feet because, and it didn't work in my house for some reason. I don't know why. If an extender would work in my outbuilding, that would be great. But I don't really need it because I do have this Ubiquity device. It's called NanoStation, and it can transmit the signal. I think it transmits the signal from my house to the little outbuilding, and it's
yeah, gotcha.
It gives me 100 megabits per second in that building, so that's all I need.
Gotcha. All right. So I definitely have your information there. Then I do need to reach you to disclosures, and then you'll be all set to go on about your rest of your day. Now, you're welcome. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating services. For any questions you may have regarding the terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you will automatically be enrolled in using the email address that you provided to me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services as they are charged from time to time as posted on their website, including the requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Right. Okay.
All right. And I have you. You're all set to go, Mr. Larry. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me?
No, Bianca. Thank you very much for your help, and I appreciate it very much. And you have a nice day.
No problem. Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye now.